We've got Dale on the line from Dayton. Dale, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for calling Legal Talk. The number 457-1290. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, if the law sets up that it takes probable cause to get a charge filed, does it also give the prosecutors of each county the authority to set a higher standard, or is that just something that they do in Montgomery County?
That's a great question, Dale. Is that a policy, Lance, that we have over here, and is that policy maybe contrary to law? But I think the prosecutor has ultimate discretion on what cases it wants to prosecute and what it does not.
Yeah, I don't know, obviously, what any other county in Ohio is, because it's the only county I've ever worked in Ohio. No, it's certainly not contrary to law. And again, I don't say that that's a bad standard to have. It was my understanding that that was an office policy to kind of, you know, make extra sure that we are, as an office, or we as an office are accepting cases and are charging people with felony crimes, because that's a serious event in somebody's life, that when we do so, we know we have a good case, and we're not just willy-nilly charging people with felonies.
And as I understand it, it's not just one person. One prosecutor makes the initial decision, but then the detective, the alleged victim, can then pursue that a little bit more if it's turned down initially by that.
Well, and that's the mechanism I talked about earlier. To Matt Heck's credit, there's an oversight. So if today's my filing day and I tell a detective, no, you don't have enough here for a case, and I refuse it, that detective can then come back and kind of like an appeals process, put their case in front of three different prosecutors, what we call a three panel, and have them review it with fresh eyes and a different perspective. And that's a good thing. It provides kind of a check and balance on the kind of discretion that goes into making these decisions. It can either validate a good refusal and say, no, really don't have enough, or can, you know, turn a case and say, well, no, we think there is enough.
But, Lance, if you're the filing attorney and you take the charge, or if you're the filing prosecutor, that doesn't necessarily, and probably not, that you're going to keep the case, correct?
No, they're assigned randomly. Now, I have before, and it's not rare, and I wasn't the only one who ever did this. If I was taking a filing and I thought, you know, this case is maybe a close call, maybe it's going to be a tougher case, maybe require a lot of work, you know, maybe it's going to be, you know, kind of, you know, possibly you end up losing after all that work.
Yeah.
I would then have it assigned to myself. If I'm going to take the filing, I'll take the responsibility for prosecuting this case. I've done that before.
We should keep in mind that this is just whether or not the case will be presented to a grand jury for indictment. The ultimate decision is going to be on the grand jurors.
That's
as to whether or not is probable cause and whether or not.
Right, but you can get a proverbial ham sandwich.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah. We're going to take a break and speak with Lance a little bit about his termination here coming up. He's being very nice to the man who fired him, Matt Heck. So we're going to get into some details.
Thanks
right
for
after
your
this.
Call, Dale.
Legal Talk will be right back on News Talk 1290 WHIO.
Tired of spending.